Welcome to the Lodge of Leaders podcast, the show where aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone wishing to grow their leadership skill set can improve their career, all for an intentional influence. Hi guys, my name is Gary Davison, and I have 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 24 leaders to executive levels in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, and university faculty member, in addition to the many roles I've held outside the field of education that give me a unique perspective. I've used my perspective to grow leaders, lead successful organizations, and establish cultures of success in many areas. Let me help you become a highly effective and fulfilled leader. If you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and your career will prosper. You can expect to grow if you put in the work and are honest in your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Welcome, Lodge members, back to the Lodge of Leaders podcast, Principal Mentor Series. We are discussing angry parents, talking about how to lead and succeed when they are angry. Angry parents, difficult situations and challenges that most people wouldn't even believe. These are the domain of today's principals. This series is tasked with trying to help you learn to lead and succeed. You need to be effective and fulfilled at the conclusion of dealing with someone who is upset. And we know that oftentimes we look to just manage a situation. In this series, we really want to help you learn how to lead in those situations, not merely manage. I have a quote that I've used in several of my materials. It is, some angry parents are standing up for their own experiences, not for their kids' experiences. I can't tell you the number of angry parents that I've dealt with that they're coming from a base of hurt that they had when they were a student in school. They had a terrible situation in school. So they come in geared up, ready to go to battle. And oftentimes they feel like they're fighting their fight of what they experienced in the past. Just perspective to have. This episode, again, we are talking about success indicators, characteristics that these are elements in your tool bag. Again, we're going to go through these in future series. We're going to talk about methods, and then we're going to talk about some structures and frameworks that we can use to be successful. Today, we're going to talk about some more success indicators. Number one, you know, when you're starting to work with a parent, your goal, you should have a goal starting that meeting, not just for them to leave happy, but you want to have a goal. You want to build a relationship. You want to get better as an organization. One of the goals that I've often used with some people is I try to, quote unquote, turn them. I try to, when they come in, they're geared up, they're spitting mad. One of the goals that I have is I want them leaving, and I want to hear coming out of their mouth, thank you. It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with my mindset and my perspective going into that conversation, meaning I'm not going to take things personally. I'm not going to, you know, get into an antagonistic tug of war with them. One thing I want to do is I really want to try and come to such resolution, do such a good job of building a relationship that they look forward to another conversation, that it ends up being so pleasant that they leave and they say, thank you so much for your time today. That really was blah, 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 and fill in the blank. Number two, in those really intense meetings, if it gets too intense, you have the ability to take a break. You have control to be able to say, I'm so sorry, I need to step out for just one moment. you step out, you collect yourself, you whatever it needs to be, or if you just need to stop. And I've said it a number of times. Say, guys, we have gotten off the track of being productive here. Right now, we're going to stop, take a 1 minute break. I'm going to step outside. We're going to gather ourselves back together, and then let's get back to it. And more often than not, not every time, but more often than not, that ends up being a very good strategy and very, very, very helpful. Number three, one thing that I've done that has been very successful in many of these meetings is that I, as a part of trying to meet the goal that I have, resolution and building relationship, I often try to give choices and say, here are some, as I hear it, the information that I have as of today, here's what are some directions that we can go with this next. And so that ends up being something that has been good. Number four is very similar to number two, but I always interrupt hostility. When someone is getting too heated, when someone is getting, you see that in them, you see the red coming up their face, you see the clenching of the fists, the muscle on the jawline, you see something like that, interrupt hostility. Interrupt it immediately. If someone stands up to be intimidating, interrupt it right away. If that means you and your team leave the room, then do it. But always interrupt hostility. And number five, always seek to find common ground. This is so very important. Oftentimes, you know, everyone comes in, they have their version of it. If it's another person, another party, you're trying to mediate here, you've got another party there. And so there's always another view of it. But somewhere in the middle, that Venn diagram crosses over and there's some common ground. So one thing that I always do is I always continually go back to those elements of common ground. What are the things that we agree about? What are those? And so I always go back to those within the conversation. And I have found that to be extremely, extremely successful. Guys, I have an example that is probably 15 years old. It's been an ongoing situation for about 15 years. I'm principal of a very large suburban high school outside of the city of Atlanta. And when we were building our school back in 2007, 2008, we were going to be literally right up against a neighborhood. And our football field and the outfield of our baseball field was bordering a neighborhood. And one of the parents expressed extreme disappointment, extreme concern about the school being there. And so I went to go meet with her. I brought the plans. Again, I wanted to build a relationship. I wanted to find common ground. I went to all of these strategies, these success indicators that I use. And I met with her. It probably was about a 45-minute meeting. I will say that I probably went through 21 or 22 success indicators, those strategies to try and find some common ground, to find something. She was not going to have it. Mad as a wet hen, very upset, and there was no good resolution. Any of the goals I had coming in were not viable. Lots of yelling and screaming. I was not yelling and screaming. She was. This was in her kitchen, by the way. Our building was not open, so I went to her. We sat down and we talked. Wanted to make it as pleasant as possible. Did not like us. Did not like anything in all of the things. So for the next 4 years, she ended up calling, texting, emailing, calling the school. She emailed the president, the governor, the CIA, anyone you could fathom that she thought would give an ear, she would complain about the noise, about all the activity, how she can't get any sleep, yada, 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 yada. Fast forward a few more years. It got to the point where it was just background noise and was just ending up being such a negative, negative situation. She had two kids in our school at the time. There were some difficulties. There were some behavior issues and some things like that. And we had to deal with those. But for 15 years, we always kept a civil tone, very calm. We never raised our voice at her when she would raise her voice at us. We fought the good fight. We stayed true to what our goals were. And 15 years later, I can tell you, she substitutes in our school. I talk to her. She comes twice a week. I talk to her very pleasantly. We have a great relationship at this point, but it has taken 15 years, no, almost 15 years. She's been doing this for about a year. So 14 years. It's taken 14 years to get to this point. So please know, not all of these things will take place right away. Sometimes you're in it for the long game, and we truly were in it for the long game.
The Lodge of Leaders podcast is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, Hall of Fame athletes, Hollywood stars, and CEOs, the greatest in their respective fields, all have private coaches to master the fundamentals of their craft. Aren't your skills just as important? Don't you want to be a highly effective and fulfilled leader? They can help. You can contact them at greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Thank you for listening to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. It's my hope that you receive value for your time today. If you did, I have three basic requests. The first, please leave us a review at whatever platform you got your podcast from. Two, please share the podcast with your friends and colleagues, anyone that you feel like can get value from it. And three, please go to Greater Development LLC and check out how they can help you grow. Yes, they have services, but you'll see blog articles and other things that can always be of help. Lodge members, until we meet again, remember, experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.